Time for us to talk basketball with John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. And what, John, I thought it was going to be just a leisurely talk about the start of camp and preseason and all of that. And then some breaking news within the last couple of hours that's not great news for the Celtics.
Yeah, once again, I have to pull on my medical, pull out the medical journal, put on my white smock, and get my stethoscope out to play doctor. Robert Williams, arthroscopic surgery on that same left knee where he had the meniscus tear, out 4 to 6 weeks. He hasn't had the surgery yet, but he will. Being characterized as a cleanup of that left knee. And now the question is this just a common scar tissue in the knee that you go in with the scope, you suck it out and be done with it? Or is there something else going on that has to be managed, and the scope and the meniscus injuries all kind of tied into that? That's what we don't know.
Did it seem to you, John, like he was 100% during the postseason?
No, of course not. He was obviously dealing with the soreness and the inflammation and fluid buildup, and he talked about getting the knee drained multiple times, but it just kept filling back up. Which, sorry for people who are eating dinner right now, but that's just indicative of still some kind of aggravation in the knee. Body doesn't just throw the fluid out there without some sort of thing triggering that, aggravating something. So it's possible that, you know, considering the finals were at the end of June, I remember asking him specifically, you know, what do you need here? Is it just rest? Do you need more? And he said, no, it's just rest. So possible that he went through July and August and mostly rested, and is in September now ramping back up to get back into the beginning of the NBA season and experience some discomfort. And if you start experiencing some discomfort, you have a decision to make. You know, do you try to play through it and see if you can deal with it? Or do you say, hey, let's just clean it up now. It's the beginning of the season. He might miss a week. So that's what, 6 to 10 games that he might miss in that 4 to 6 week time frame. So you miss a couple of weeks of the regular season. You miss 6 games, 10 games, whatever it is. And then you come back and you kind of play strong throughout the rest. So if it's the best case scenario, then they get some scar tissue out and he comes back and eventually he'll be fine.
Well, and if that is the case, so who has to step up and get a little more playing time in those first couple of weeks of the regular season?
Well, I mean, this puts a lot of pressure on somebody like Luke Kornet and, you know, Grant Williams to play in more of a backup big role. And, you know, they've got Cabangeli in there on the two-way deal. They've got some other options. Maybe this means an opportunity for Noah Vonleh to make the team and get some more reps. If there's any good news out there for somebody, it's for somebody like Vonleh, who now without Robert even in camp, even on the floor, this means that Vonleh's going to have opportunities to get out there and prove himself. So there are some options. They're not great names. They're not somebody that everybody's going to say, oh, okay, we're fine. There's going to be some nervousness, I think, there when it comes to that. But I think those guys, the Kornets and Grant and the other guys, are going to have to pick up a lot of it, because you can't just say to Al Horford, hey, buddy, we need you to pick up a lot of this slack, because you don't want to start taxing him in October and November, because you don't know what he has in his legs. You don't know what he's got to give, and you want to make sure that he's giving his most, his best, later in the season, not at the beginning of it.
Yeah, and in light of that, and it's one of your preseason questions that you've asked on the podcast, what does Al Horford have left? What can they reasonably expect of him this season?
Yeah, and that's kind of like the big unanswered question, one of the big ones for the Celtics, because, you know, he's 36. If they make it to the finals, he'll be 37 for the finals. So he's taking great care of himself. He's doing a great job of staying in shape and taking care of his body and all of that. But the grind is the grind. And when you're that age and you play that position, there's a lot being asked of you, and you just can't, you can't keep it up forever. And so I believe in Al Horford, in his ability to be as ready as possible. But I just think that it's just like an old car, man. You just got to make sure that that thing's perfectly tuned, and you just got to stay on it. You got to stay on it. And it's not going to, it's going to take a little longer to warm up. It's going to take a little bit longer to get going. And you just have to make sure you monitor that. And so to get the most out of Horford, I think you've just got to make sure you're bringing him in more slowly this season than you did last year and build him up to NBA minutes. I don't think he should be playing 35 minutes a game coming into the first part of the season. I think he should be at 20, 21, 22, and then eventually getting up to 25, 26, 27.
Does this situation potentially add any numbers to the bottom line on a possible Grant Williams contract extension?
Well, it might. He just becomes so much more important. And if I, in the early going, you can tell before, you know, the deadline to extend him is right before the regular season. So it's October 17th. If you can tell early on that you can rely on him, you know that he's going to be a good, versatile player, and he's able to continue to be your backup, you know, a backup big, and continue to hit the threes. And you can see clearly that he's still working towards being more consistent. If that becomes evident early, then it might be just in the Celtics' best interest to work with him, negotiate, and get him locked up. But as I've said before, it's tough to give him what he's looking for and also maintain that flexibility. If you need him in a trade and you give him that extension, then it makes him really difficult to trade, because what the Celtics use as a figure for salary matching in a trade, if they extend him, becomes different than what the receiving team can, what they have to count him for. And if those numbers are different through the weird collective bargaining agreement machinations, just makes things a little bit harder. So you'll really see what the Celtics feel about their future, their potential future. If they still, even if he's still not extended, he's worth the extension. You can very clearly see that in the preseason. Then you know that the Celtics are just keeping their options open for a trade further on down the line.
Talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Nice tribute that the Celtics will have all season long to Bill Russell on the parquet floor.
Yeah, where else would they put it? Right in the paint.
Perfect.
If they really wanted to do a tribute, they would put a six on the basketball. Every time they would just have something that every time a Celtic blocked the shot, a big six would light up on the basketball. An overlay in the paint where you'll be able to see a six in the lane. It's a nice tribute. It's something that I'd been kind of mentioning myself on the podcast. It's something that they should consider, some sort of real tribute to say, hey, you know, I like that, because if somebody doesn't understand, hey, why is the number six there? Then you get to tell the story. Let me tell you about Bill Russell. Let me tell you about this guy. And then that's what you want to do. That's what tributes are all about. It's a way to not only say, here's your honor, Mr. Russell. It's a way for when young people or people who are new to the sport, it gets them to ask the question, and you get to tell the story and they get to learn about it. It's kind of nice.
Where we're getting close. Media day on Monday?
Monday. I got to go back to work, man. I got to get back in there, get into the grind, get back into the facility, talk to these guys. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are too, and looking forward to seeing all the great stuff that you produce. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Appreciate it, John. We'll catch you next week.
My pleasure. Talk to you then.